He became sannyasi, Krishnananda Swami. Later on, he came to my place here to visit Krishnananda. His brothers, they are all brilliant, so that the government gave the title to their mother as Ratnagarbha. Their mother has got that government title, Ratnagarbha. Who has given birth to so many jewels. One of them, so many sadhus also, one of them was secretary to Jawaharlal and was a commissioner of Rashtradut, ambassador to Bangladesh, Sandatta. He came from Chittagong.
There's one big doctor there that has Ayurvedic dispensary. He's a very rich man.
Who?
Dr.
Pavidi.
What name?
I can't remember.
There is one, Kanungopara or some village. That is their original residence, Kanungopara, near town, Chattagong. Paris, Pundari Vidyanidhi.
That is the original place of Pundari?
Mukunda Datta, Vasudev Datta.
That land where your temple is the original place?
He was there. And his Bhajan Kunti was there.
Bhajan Kunti, same land, purchased by Eskom.
And half committee. Half, we are not called Eskom, we are called Chaitanya Culture Society. And the committee, the local Hindu committee,
joined.
They have joined, combined together.
Amalgamated.
And we have purchased.
And who is the Acharya of that John?
Jaipataka.
He comes once, very short visit, he will come for one.
Did you visit Dhaka temple? No.
Dhaka? Yeah.
No.
Kun temple?
Our original temple in Dhaka, our Guru Maharaj.
Yes. The Gaudiya Math.
Gaudiya Math in Narinda.
Yes,
sir. Narinda, Baliati. Then Mayamansingh, near Dhaka town also, Kamalapur.
I went to one little one by the river, a very nice temple. They put on one big feast when we came.
Near Dhaka, in Dhaka town.
Between Faridpur and Jessore, there is one Kudra Math temple on the river, on the side of the river. And there they put on one big, huge feast when we came. We get 3 days' notice.
In Faridpur?
No, after Faridpur.
Who was in charge of that temple?
The name I remember. I'm only new there, so I've only been there 1 year, so I'm just learning the language. Everyone, all the names are
strange. Why you have left Bangladesh?
I came to visit Vrindavan.
Yes.
For my Guru Dev's Pushpa Samadhi, that he had one.
Yes, to attend Birahusav, Swami Maharaj. And you are going back to your own?
Now I'm going back and taking some presents for the devotees there.
Huh?
So
he's going back taking some gifts.
Taking some devotees there. They are all this Bengali devotees or European?
Bengali.
Not Westerner.
There is a very much shortage of Vaishnava articles there. Everything is, because it is all Muslim country.
And how do you come here?
We have a car, a minibus, which we drive through the...
You came to Mayapur temple. Mm-hmm. And from there you have come here alone.
Yes.
Why? Here is curiosity. or any friend here.
Now, I have in the Mayapur temple one friend.
Who is he?
His name is Nastula. He is a Canadian.
Nastula?
From him you got the suggestion to come here?
No, no, I previously met.
He met Sudhir Goswami. When Sudhir brought Search for Sri Krishna the first time, the book here, Sarvaksha gave him a ride in his car. And he received a copy of Search for Sri Krishna from Sudhir Goswami. And appreciated.
Where does it come from? From America?
No, New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Same country of myself.
Oh, your country.
He appreciated Search for Sri Krishna.
Search for Sri Krishna. Mm.
Actually, I like speaking with him more than reading the book. I more enjoyed speaking with him.
Sudhir. He enjoyed his conversation with Sudhir Goswami.
But he left today.
That was more than the book for me. Because I'm not a very good reader.
But you may have a talk with Akhananda Maharaj, who comes from your native place, and he will be well versed in all the understanding, all the necessary understanding.
Yeah, I see he is very deeply
in the book. You do not know him?
Yeah, he came to the land this morning.
Huh?
He came to land, Aji Sakale.
He was sannyasi of Swami Maharaj. He was in charge of Vrindavan, Bombay. He's an old, experienced sannyasi.
Yeah,
And he's writing many books about Swami Maharaj's teachings.
You are inspiring many people, so I was encouraged to come and see you.
I am trying because I have left so many of my God brothers. They are living gradually one by one. I am spared in this old age. I am trying my little energy to, if possible, to help something. Our great Guru Maharaj, he had a great plan of conquering the whole of the world. And he began that task. And ultimately Swami Maharaj has done that successfully. So we have to appreciate and admire his him and his activity to spread the highest form of truth to the world, how it is. Only by mere pronouncing we cannot establish that this is high. What this teaching is the highest teaching. So we have to know, try to know step by step, what is high, what is low. The measure, the standard of that we must have. And according to that standard we must measure how much value is where located. In this way, theism, there is a qualitative difference. God is the cause. The cause of the whole world is wonderful, and that is fulfilling, that can fulfill all our inner necessity. What is he, how that in he, him? That are the questions. The only one question has been accepted by the normal thinking person, because to know, to know the principle, by knowing him we can know everything, whether it is possible. By getting him we can get everything. That should be the general question of everyone, every living being. Is it possible that we can get one, we can have the whole? Apparently it seems to be impossible. By getting one, we get the whole. How the whole in one, how it is possible? This impossible possibility we are given in the scripture. It is there. The whole banyan tree is in the smallest seed. One who has got such searching eye, he may see that. Many in one, one in many. And how the relationship between one and the many. We hanker for many things, but what is the real hankering? That if that is satisfied, then all hankering appeased. Is it possible? For the solution of all these things, the revealed scripture come to our help. And that is also imparted by installment according to the capacity of the receiver.
How do we increase our capacity?
Our capacity for this general inquiry is the lowest capacity is Shraddha. And the meaning of the Shraddha is that if I can know him, I can know everything. It is possible. It is true. It is not hoax that by knowing, by getting one, we can get everything. It is not a hoax. It is true. And we have got some faith in that. That is the beginning of spiritual life. And by the attainment of that particular one, we can attain everything. It is possible. Not only that, and also not to know, but I can have all my innermost sweet engagement with him only. Whatever, all the constituent part in me can find that fullest satisfaction only coming in his connection. The whole set of satisfaction of every knot of my existence is possible only coming in his contact. All these things, the beginning. And we make progress and we realize and we have and we know we try, that is infinite. No end of prayer. As much as I make progress, we can feel that we are making progress, but no end, by on. In this way, towards finite, towards infinite. By the grace of the infinite, finite can know about infinite, otherwise not. So surrender. Shraddha means surrender, faith. Your duty to surrender at the disposal of the highest. And then the highest will be moved by your surrender. And you will express him in you, about him. Finite cannot know infinite, but infinite can make him known to finite. Yamini Vaishab Vinati Tinadam. Whomever he selects to make him known to the person, he can know. Others not. He is such by nature. All right is out. To be known or not to known, the right is in his hand, not exposed to the research scholars. to the laboratory scientists, not export. It can never be object, in the position of the objective. This human subject cannot make him object. He's rather the universal subject, subjective existence. Okay? Where is he?
Mayapur
Chakra. Mayapur
Chakra. Mayapur Chakra.
Kinam? Ami. It's a very lonely path. Very lonely path.
He says, our path, Bhakti Marga, seems to be a lonely path.
Lonely, there are not many serious people attracted to...
We cannot find that many people are very serious. He feels we are alone.
Who else?
Himself.
Who is alone? He or himself?
No, himself.
This
he himself find alone.
Yes, in Bhakti Marga, we cannot find very many serious devotees, Vaishnavas, to associate.
So how do we...
Why? In this con or in your mat?
Anywhere.
How do you feel alone?
I feel alone when I'm looking for someone who is can give me some blessing, that can give me some spiritual advancement.
No external help you are getting, you think. What engagement you are within that is not paying.
Sometimes it feels
you are starving.
Yes, starving.
Starving. But that is also a sign of progress. There are so many things to enjoy, but you don't relish anything. Why? You have got something within, so you cannot relish anything you are searching. You are sincerely searching for something what you do not need. Without which you feel that you are starving. But so many others around you, they are not starving. Why?
I don't know.
So many other persons,
I cannot say this.
They have got ample food, but you don't find any food.
I don't see them either.
So
I see
you have got something. Already you are in position of something. What do not allow, does not allow you to feed yourself with anything and everything. If you are starving, that means you are searching. You are starving means you are searching for something, for food proper, rasu vaisha, for the main food you are searching and you can't get it. That is a progress in life. Progress in life, good sign that you are starving.
But how long the starving will continue?
Even Mahaprabhu told you how long. The life is eternal and soul is immortal. So no question of dying by starvation. This is the line of starvation. Mahaprabhu himself says, not a single drop of nectar I am searching for, I am not getting. What to speak of others? The great devotees, they say, I am starving. Like the bird, particular bird, chatoko in Sanskrit name, towards always fixing aim towards the sky, a drop of water. He won't take so much water flowed even the time of inundation, flood, won't touch a single drop on the earth, but always fatigued. Oh, a drop of water from heaven, A drop of water from the heaven, he always fish. Uddha, you know. Low and high, towards with his face, with back, towards the sky, all the thinking, a drop of water. Sanskrita Sastaki, Virajaya Mai Dandam Dinabandhu Dayamba, Gotirihano Havatta Kachidan Namasti, Nipatatu Satakuti, Nidparangva Navampa, Satapakita Payodas Tuyati Chatakina. That particular Rupa Goswami has given this slope. Chatak won't touch so much water all inundated. But only two words. Krishna Kripa. A drop of the nectar and of the grace of Krishna. Without that, take anything, drink anything. Starving. Three brahmacharis approached our Guru Maharaj, wanted to speak something but hesitated. Then Prabhupada asked them, do you want to say something to me? But you don't say. Say what you want to say, tell. Then they came and told that so many years we have come here, but we cannot find any tangible progress within us. Towards Godhead. Then Prabhupada, this much you want to say to me? Yes. What do you say? Is it true? Are you sincere? When you were speaking this, that you have not got anything? But yes, so much we understand. We sincerely say this, that we have got nothing. It is all right to go ahead. You are on the right path. Search for the infinite. The nature is such. I am satisfied with what I have got, that is Maya. Limit. When there is limit of satisfaction, limit of anything, that is Maya means measurable thing. Measurable, which is immeasurable. His connection is always, I am thirsty. I am searching, I am starving. I don't find satisfaction with what I experience.
But there has to be a spiritual starving.
Spiritual?
Starving. Like you have, you yourself, I cannot see, but I can understand from speaking with you that you are getting this drop. Can you give it to us?
You have also got something, otherwise you do not search for any other food, so many around you. Why?
Very few are here.
Why do you not like to take so much food around you? You start why?
Foolish.
Only one particular tasteful thing. One particular tasteful thing you want to taste, to eat, to drink. A drop of nectar you want.
Selfish.
So that means you have got some knowledge about that nectar. That non-nectar you don't touch, non-nectar. You want nectar. That means some progress towards nectar. Indirectly, you know something about nectar. This is not nectar, that is not nectar, that is not nectar. You have got some knowledge about nectar. And you are going towards that. Still indirectly, you will feel some pleasure when there is talk with the devotees, the company of the devotees, that will give some sweet food to you, to us all. Sadhu Sangha, Shastra Sangha, Tava Katha Amritam Tapta Jivanam কবিহি বীজং কলমসাপহং শ্রবণমঙ্গলং শ্রীমদাততম ভূমি বিনন্তি জি ভূরিদাজনা। তিনি ভাগবতম হেন আফটার দি রাস নৃত্য ফিনিশড দি গোপীস কৃষ্ণ ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ার দি গোপীস ম্যাডলি সার্চিং আফটার কৃষ্ণ দি রাস ড্যান্স ইজ ডিসলভ কৃষ্ণ ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ার দে আর সার্চিং আফটার কৃষ্ণ অ্যাট দ্যাট টাইম দে আর সিঙ্গিং ইন দিস ওয়ে from the chant, the heart, from their heart, the charmed by the company of Krishna. It is oozing, the nectar oozing from their heart. And they utter, tamo kathamitam tatta jivanam. They are uttering many, many things in praise of Krishna, in appreciation of Krishna's sweet company. In the midst of that, this is one passage. Tava kathamitam tattva jivanam. A drop of water into fire, your kathamitam. One who is suffering. All attractive, that is the, that aspect is given predominance in the devotion. Then all admitting or all comprehensive, Brahma Paramatma and Bhagavan, all attractive, all attractive. Hard and the highest principle, all attractive. So much so that everything for him, his attraction commands everything and makes everything for him. So attractive that everything is converted into his other supplies of servant, converted into servant. So much charm is there. The charm makes everything subservient. The whole object of life, the fulfillment, he commands. I am your fulfillment. Declares. Do you understand now? All English, Hebrew. English is Hebrew to you. So, no time for me to learn Spanish. Spanish. Hare Krishna, all attraction, all charm. That is what is the principal thing. Satchit anandam, sattam shivam sundaram. See this. Thinking, feeling, willing. Willing is energy. Thinking is the feeler, and the feeling, the thinker, what he wants to feel, food, the food of the thinker, the attraction for the thinker, feeler, and general existence, foundation of life, like Sandhini Shakti. The Anuradha Kam.
The Anuradha Gayatri.
The Gayatri. So they should come nearby. Where is Anuradha?
Yeah.
You. I want, she should ask, she is Gayatri. She should ask some question.
How can I serve you, Maharaj?
How
can I best serve you, Maharaj?
How can
she serve you?
Son.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Why? Why not Krishna?
Because you represent Krishna to her.
You're
Krishna's representative.
You
are Krishna's representative.
Representative here for her. So that is normal thinking. What is her trouble?
Since the departure of her husband, her mind has been thinking a bit in that direction.
Mind thinking of that former husband?
Yes.
And she can't control.
She's trying.
In what way? Which way?
In which way are you trying?
Chanting and listening to you, Maharaj.
By taking Harinam and by listening to your classes, she's trying to control.
No, she is lamenting for her former husband. Why?
Because I feel guilty.
Because she feels guilty.
Duty concerning which? For Krishna consciousness connection or otherwise?
From ignorance, from being ignorant.
She says from being ignorant.
From ignorance. Oh, now you try your best to understand, if not for Krishna consciousness. If you are thankful to Him for taking you to Krishna consciousness, that is tenable somewhat. But if otherwise, then that should be brushed aside from your heart. Krishna won't tolerate that. You belong wholesale to Krishna, and you do not belong to anyone else in this world. The whole demand on you, on the Krishna hand. Krishna consciousness is all devouring. He can't tolerate any partnership in His right. If you really want to be Krishna conscious, then you will have to understand that Krishna does not want any partnership. Wholesale, otherwise He won't accept us. Krishna. There is a Bengali saying, song, Tumi bina karo nahi hi Radha Raman. I belong to you alone. He says in Bhagavad Gita, in the last shloka, it's called Sarva Dharmam Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. You will have to give up all conceptions of duties whatsoever, and you will have to come alone to Me alone. My position is such. In relation to you and everything, my position is absolute. If you have any other duty, then I won't accept. There may be different duties, but all coming towards Me. you have your duty to Guru, to so many Vaishnava, all, but they are all towards me. So by serving them, your energy is coming to me. But any duty which is not connected with Krishna consciousness, that must be shunned, given up, forever. Forever. We should cut the connection for any other obligation, and the only obligation wholesale to him, that is Krishna. Akhila Rasamrita Murti. Whatever is our inner demand, we cannot ascertain. So many demands are within that we cannot ascertain them at present. But Krishna informs through the scripture that all that big or small demands within you can only be satisfied in my connection and never otherwise. So every nerve, every atom, electron within your system is related with Krishna. And every part may find satisfaction only with his connection. His position is such. So whole self to begin. Surrender. Whole self surrender. That is the broad way towards him, versus holy feet. Won't tolerate any partnership. So if you want Krishna consciousness, take the name of Krishna. Must be that line when counting them or doing, engaging in any other service. The attitude must be no partnership. He will tolerate whole self. Dedication, surrender, whole self. Then he will distribute you, engage you, do this, do that. By his interest, he will be guided to go this camp, that group, this group. All for his service. We may be engaged in any group, in any camp, but first the whole self must be for him. Reality is for itself, by itself and for itself. Everything for him. We must be fully awake to this fact, that all for him. And I am for him, totally. So no room for entering any interest from other quarter. In this way you have to prepare yourself to march towards Krishna consciousness, or to dive deep into Krishna consciousness. This is... Sadbhadharman Purityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. I am one. In one side I am one, single. Another side all. All unholy, holy. Unholy and so-called holy. Our dedication to country, to the society, to humanity, to father, mother, all these things. So many holy conception of duty, we may think. But not only unholy and holy. All concerns should be totally and unscrupulously given up. Then only he will come to accept us and will make us eligible for his service, for Krishna consciousness. So, whatever you do, you will prepare yourself in that mood, all for him. Reality is for itself. Krishna is for himself in this way. And everything here and there, all consciously, unconsciously moving, connected towards him. And when we would be reinstated in Krishna consciousness, we will be able to see and feel that ultimately everything is towards Him. When conscious, they are happy, unconscious, they are in trouble.
In this way I can help.
But the sadhu shastra, the association with his devotees and the association with his shastra books, holy books. Living books are, sadhus are living books. They're active, and the passive association benefit we can get from books, shastra. When sadhu is not available, at that time we can take the help of the shastra books.
She's saying in this way she can help Nimai Pandit Das, this kind of surrendering. This kind of surrendering to Lord Krishna, she can help Nimai Pandit Das. Emni jigyasa kore.
No, that should be eliminated. First I asked that, are you thankful to him that he took you to Krishna consciousness?
Yes.
Then you can remember him. Remember him. He pointed out me towards Krishna. Pointed out Krishna for my highest good. And he departed. He was the instrument of Krishna. Instrumental to take you to this, so you may have some thankfulness and gratitude for him. Anyhow, he was the cause of giving me connection with Krishna consciousness. So I must show some reverence to him as agent of Krishna. Consciously, unconsciously, he played the part of connecting you towards with Krishna. That sort of gratitude you may offer to him. In Krishna connection, if independent of Krishna connection, that is undesirable. And if related with Krishna connection, then in that way you may remember and you can also give your obeisance to that agent who practically connected with Krishna consciousness, you are thankful to him in this way. That is, you know that best, whether his connection helped you to come to Krishna connection, then some sort of regard should be shown to him for Krishna connection, not otherwise. So this way you will try, whatever you do, that my master, my lord, he wants me wholesale, not partial. Gaur Hari Bol. It is for my interest. He is full in himself, but it is for my